In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever who are holy besides Allah, whoever you are holy besides Allah, they do not own a qatmir. What is a qatmir? The qatmir is the little layer that you see around the fifth of the gate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned three things concerning the fifth of a date in the Quran. He mentioned al-qatmir, wal-fatir, wal-naqir. Al-qatmir is the little layer that will be around the fifth of a date. Al-fatir, it will be the little string that will be placed in the groove of the pit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا. They're not going to be transgressed against that much. The much of the fatigue, if you ate a day and you look at that, it is very little, very thin. So nobody will be transgressed against by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned concerning the day, he said, فَإِذَا لَا يُؤْتُونَ النَّاسَ نَقِيرًا. النَّقِير is the little, like a calf, a little calf that will be a nakah of the day. That will be the connecting part between the day and the tree. هذا هو النَّقِير. So those who the associators are holy, they do not own a qatmir. So how can we call people, call anything? They do not own a qatmir. And here I'm going to bring to you an issue, a message. You go to a person who owns not only a qatmir, who owns the entire day field. He owns it and he sells it in the store. Can you call him? Does he own the qatmir? He owns it, it's his. How can he negate his ownership? You negate his ownership because here it means they do not have control over it. Even though you might own it yourself, but you do not have the complete control over it. Remember when we were talking about Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, and we said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala له الخلق والملك والتدبير. And when we were talking about mulk, we said mulk is one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who has the mulk, the dominion. Even though you have mulk of things, but your ownership is limited in time and place and in the way you use whatever you own. So see how the root of Tawheed that we're talking about is with us throughout the book. Are you paying attention to that? So those people do not control, they do not own the qatmir. Even though they might have an ownership of things, but you do not have the full ownership. The full ownership remains with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on top of it, they do not own a qatmir. And if you call them, they're not going to answer to hear you. They're not going to hear you. And if they hurt you, they cannot answer you. They won't answer you. So we have now, they do not own a qatmir, and if you call them, they do not hear your calling, and if they hear it, they won't answer it. And on the day of judgment, they're going to deny and reject your association.
And that is a very important knowledge for us. That whoever was associated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the object of his association will be presented to him on the Day of Judgment, and that object of association will tell him, I disbelieve and I reject your association. Similar to what Allah, what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith narrated by Al-Bukhari. He said, أنه عند بعث الناس يقال لكل أمة لتتبع كل أمة ما كانت تعبد من دون الله. When the people will be resurrected, it will be said to every nation to follow that which they were worshipping. So those who worship the cross will be made presented to them and they will follow it. And those who worship the cow will be made presented, it will be presented to them and they will follow it. And those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will present himself to them. And when Allah azza wa jal presents himself to him, they will not recognize Allah. They will say, you are not our Lord. When they say, you are not our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show his grace. When he showed his grace, the people would prostrate to Allah azza wa jal. But those who claim that they were worshipping Allah azza wa jal, but they are false in their claim, they will try to prostrate, but their back will be made hollow. يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ وَيُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ. You will know this ayah? When the leg will be made exposed and they will be called to prostrate, but they cannot.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Because I told you, they were not fulfilled. They were not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said on the Day of Judgment that we worship in Allah, but Allah will distinguish between those who are true and those who are false and hypocrite. Therefore the hypocrite, Allah will put a door or a fence between the believer and the hypocrite. خاف الله خاف صفة من صفات الله سبحانه وتعالى. So now we know that those people who call us other than Allah سبحانه وتعالى, they have no purpose for that. And in this Allah shown us the stupidity of those who call on other than Allah عز وجل, because that whoever they are calling, they have nothing to give. Nor they can hear the dua. Nor they can answer the dua. On top of it, on the Day of Judgment, they will reject those who are calling them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا يُنَبِّئُكَ مِثْلُ خَبِيرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the khabir, and he is telling us. And when the khabir is telling us that, he is telling us detailed issues that you believe in it without any doubt. Then we move on, inshaAllah, to the hadith. وفي الصحيح عن أنس قال حج النبي يوم أحد. لماذا النبي مرفوعة؟ مفعول به ليس مرفوع. ما فاعل بن يقول إنه حج. وهلا وينه؟ حج النبي يوم أحد وكسرت رباعيته فقال كيف يصلح قوم شجوا نبيهم؟ فنزلت ليس لك من الأمر شيء. وفيه أيضا في الحديث عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إذا رفع رأسه من الركوع في الركعة الأخيرة من الفجر اللهم إلعن فلانا وفلانا بعد ما يقول سمع الله لمن حمده ربنا ولك الحمد فأنزل الله ليس لك من الأمر شيء. وفي رواية يدعو على صفوان بن أمية. لماذا صفوان مرفوع فيها فتحة؟
عجم
لا صفوان يعني على على بعد كفر ممنوع من الصرف. ليس ممنوع من الصرف؟ لأنه في زيادة ألف ونون صفوان رضوان مروان كلها ممنوعة من الصرف. الله يصرف عنا وعنا. قل آمين. يدعو على صفوان بن أمية وسهيل بن عمرو والحارث بن هشام فنزلت ليس لك من الأمر شيء. وفيه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قام فينا هذا حديث ثاني. إذا حديث سيد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن جيء الصحر he was wounded and he رباعيا ونص السور was broken. So he said, how can people be successful and they hit their prophet? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it's not up for you. We do not have control over the affairs. ليس لك من الأمر شيء. We do not have control over the affairs. Also in that hadith it says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used when he comes to the last rak'ah after he stands up from the ruku' in the salah of the fajr he will say, oh Allah, so and so, oh Allah, so and so. And he used to say that after he said, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will read, we do not have control over the affair. And also another narration that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua against Safwan bin Umayyah wa Suhayl bin Amr wal Harith bin Hisham. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal it's not the decision is not for the Prophet. It's the affair with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know in the battle of Uhud the believers lost this battle. And the purpose for this loss is some of the options that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam assigned for them certain positions to take when they saw the believers being victorious and defeating the disbelievers and the victory is coming down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hovering over the battlefield. And all those disbelievers were leaving their belongings on the battlefield and running away. They were afraid if they do not come down and select some of the booty, they would lose their share from the booty. So they disobeyed the Prophet ﷺ and they left their position and they came down. Khalid bin Walid saw what happened. He was the leader of the Knights of Quraysh. So he went around the mountain and he came from the back. And the rhythm of the battle was changed. Those disbelievers who were looting minutes ago, now they are fighting the believers from both ends. Khalid bin Walid in one end, and those who were running away, they got encouraged, and they started fighting the believers. The reason for that was those archers disobeyed the Prophet. Many people say the reason for that loss was Khalid bin Walid. You see, Khalid bin Walid is not the reason for the loss. The actual reason for the loss is Khalid bin Walid. Is who? Is the disobedience of those companions. Similar to that we say, the reason for the Muslim to be in a miserable situation the degradation that they are suffering and the humiliation that they are suffering is not because of the might of the disbelievers, but because the believers are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The believers are disobeying Allah, therefore they do not deserve the victory from Allah. Allah can give the victory and take it like that. Allah gave the victory to the believers. When they disobeyed, it was taken like that. It did not take years to take it. The situation changed in the blink of an eye. Similarly, if we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we develop our faith, the situation of the Muslim can change. Just like it would change for the worse, it could change for the better. But what we have to do, first we have to build our iman to a level by which we deserve to get the victory from Allah. Because Allah said, وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It was incumbent upon Allah to give victory to the believers. But what type of believers we are talking about? Belief is two types of belief here. The first type of belief, if you have it, inshaAllah you will be saved from being in eternity in the hellfire. Because in the hadith, whoever has a misqal jarrah min iman will be removed from the hellfire. Misqal jarrah min iman. But the one who has a misqal jarrah min iman, can he build the Muslim state? Can he build the Muslim power? Can he defeat the disbeliever? And he himself is defeated against his desires. He himself defeated against the shaitan. He cannot do that. So we have the other type of belief. The belief, the one upon having it, will be from the first group, inshaAllah, to enter paradise. Those people who have this type of belief, they will be able to establish Islam on this earth. First, they have defeated their temptation, defeated the evil desire. They defeated the shaitan, then they will be able to defeat the enemies of Islam. But if they themselves are defeated on a day-to-day basis against the shaitan, how can they defeat a lesser army? The shaitan is stronger. If you cannot defeat the shaitan, you cannot defeat the soldiers of the shaitan. Because the disbelievers are the soldiers of the shaitan. If you cannot defeat the shaitan against your own self, you cannot defeat the shaitan, the soldiers of the shaitan, to establish Islam. So what we need to get the victory from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to establish our iman. The type of iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Anfal, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجَلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Allah described believers to have certain characteristics that they're not available in the vast majority of the Muslims, وَاللَّهُ مُسْتَعَانُ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. That the believers are only those when the names of Allah is mentioned, their heart will be filled with awe. And when the verses of Allah are being recited, they will increase in their faith. And on their Lord, they depend. They depend. They establish the Salah, and they give the zakah, and they depend from the provision of Allah. Those are the true believers. The true believers will get the victory. But the believers who have the least amount of belief, they will not get no victory. So when we build our iman to that level, wallahi al-azim, the situation of the Muslim will change just like that. Just like the Muslims in Uhud will be victorious, and just like that they will defeat it,
the situation has changed. If we build our iman, our situation can change. But we have to strive for that. We have to strive for that from ourselves and active people to implement Islam in the details of our life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was hit with a sword in the day of Uhud. When he did that, he said, how can people be victorious and do that to their messenger? And another narration, he was cursing certain people. And another narration, he was cursing people by name, Safwan ibn Umayyah. But Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the decision is not to you, the decision is for Allah. The purpose for which, how this hadith is connected to what we are talking about, is everything rests with Allah Azza wa Jal, and the Prophet has no control over it, and the Prophet is the most beloved human, the most beloved creation to Allah Azza wa Jal. That means calling the creation will not change the situation. إذا كان محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم خليل الرحمن ليس له من الأمر شيء فكيف بمن هو دونه؟ كيف يمكن أن ندعو محمد أو من هو دون من دون محمد وهم لا يملكون من الله شيئا وليس لهم من الأمر شيء؟ فمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم who is the خليل of Allah سبحانه وتعالى has no control and he has nothing to do with the affairs. Then how can we call Muhammad or call any other from Allah alayhi wa sallam? This is the connection between this hadith and the chapter. Also the Prophet sallallahu in the hadith before we move on, it's worth mentioning that those three, Safwan ibn Umayyah, Suhayb ibn Amr, and Harith ibn Hisham, all of them, who the Prophet made dua against them to be cursed, we know that the dua of the Prophet was not accepted. Because both, the three of them, became Muslims. Are you with us on that one? Also, we have the story of, and that tells us that somebody might be very often hostile towards Islam. Yet never give hope upon that person, he might come into Islam. Those people fought against Islam. They conspired to kill the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I Safwan ibn Umayyah one time, he was sitting with Umayyah ibn Wahab. And that one, Umayyah ibn Wahab, he said, وَرَبِّ الْكَعْبَةِ لولا ديون علي ليس عندي ما اقضيها وعيال اخشى عليهم الضياع من بعدي لمضيت الى محمد وقتلت. This Umayyah he said, wasn't it for some debt that I have to pay and I have to take care of my children, I would go and kill Muhammad. So Father Umayyah told him, don't worry, I'll take care of your children and I'll pay your debt. Go and do that. The story ends with Umayyah becoming Muslim and Safwan bin Umayyah becoming a Muslim. So somebody who might be an enemy to Islam, an enemy to the da'wah, the true da'wah, you never know, this person might turn to be one of the soldiers of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who controls the heart. We move on to the last hadith, the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qal qamat hina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hina unzil alayhi wa anzir ashiratak al-aqrabin faqal ya ma'ashara Quraysh aw kalimatan nahwaha ishtaru awkutakum la ughni ankum min Allah shay'a يا عباس بن عبد المطلب لا أغني عنك من الله شيئا يا صفية عمة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا أغني عنك من الله شيئا يا فاطمة بنت محمد سليني من مال ما شئت لا أغني عنك من الله شيئا.
when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to Prophet Muhammad, give the warning to your near relatives. He stood up and he said, O people of Quraysh, by yourself, because I cannot give you anything. He said, O Abbas, the son of Abdul Muttalib, I cannot offer you anything from Allah Azza wa Jal. O Taqiyya, the aunt of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I cannot offer you anything from Allah Azza wa Jal. Also he called upon his daughter Fatima and he said, O Fatima, ask for my wealth, whatever you want, verily, I cannot give you anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying to the people, I cannot give you anything, it's Allah who controls the thing. I cannot take you to hell, nor I can take you to paradise. I can only give you the message. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the controller. If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that himself, which means we cannot go and ask the Prophet and say, O Prophet of Allah, save us from the hellfire. O Prophet of Allah, save us from the calamity. Because he cannot do that. He said, I cannot do that. And from that you understand the deviation of the people who ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They go to his grave and they say, O Prophet of Allah, give us this and give us that. One poet, he said in one poetry, he said in that poetry, يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألول به سواك عند حلول الحادث العملي. He said, O the most honorable creation, nothing I can seek refuge in except you when the big calamities come. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that he does not have anything to offer us because he does not have any control over the situation. And the situations, all the situations and all the affairs are controlled by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Therefore we should only make dua and ask Allah Azza wa Jal and put our heart in contact with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala only. Depend upon Him. He is the giver, He is the provider, He is the controller of the affairs. We say that inshaAllah and we stop at this point. And next time we try to go through the issues of the chapter. And هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.